Good morning to you from the sports team. Let's start off with yesterday's brilliant performance from the Proteas. Ryan Rickelton registered his highest test score. South Africa ended the first day of the second test against Pakistan at Newlands in Cape Town on 316 for 4. Now Rickelton and captain Themba Bavuma registered the highest fourth wicket stand ever at Newlands. The 235-run partnership between them was the main highlight for the Proteas. After Bavuma had won the toss and elected to bat first, Bavuma hit 9 boundaries and 2 sixes before losing his wickets on 106. Rickelton on 176 and David Beddingham on 4 will resume play for the Proteas this morning. So it was a beautiful century from Bavuma, hey?
So nice to see our captain scoring runs.
So it's his... He scored his fourth test century at the same venue that he scored his first.
Yeah, and I think he's a gun player, but I have always said that he needs test hundreds to defend his position, right? You can't be batting at number 3 or 4 or 5 for the Proteas and score 110 years. That was the reality.
Yeah.
Then against West Indies, against Sri Lanka, and against Pakistan, he's come right in the last year and a half. So... I say that's a Shukri Conrad victory. Well done to Shooks. He's done a flipping good job.
100%. I agree with you. But also with that said, more centuries means more tests, and the Proteas need to play more tests.
We're in big trouble. You know that we don't have a single test match scheduled for this year after this match ends?
Yes.
I mean, what is going on?
It's crazy. That discussion continues for the Proteas in cricket. There's also been a lot of argument as to how they've gotten to that point. Or criticism.
The World Test Championship final. Okay, there's a test match. That's a test match.
And then on to some football. AmaZulu defender Wade Yuster anticipates intense competition against Golden Arrows in their Betway Premiership Derby this weekend. Now, Usutu's recent success has been against Cape Town City in a 1-0 victory, bringing the count up to 4 wins in 6 matches. Yuster says they're playing for more than just a win.
I think, like you said, it's going to be a tough game. It's a derby. We always want to win derbies, but we also want to carry on with the momentum that we've had in the last few games. So, yeah, we want to go out to win the game. Obviously, like, we go out to win every other game, but that's more so because it comes with bragging rights.
Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou hopes Dominic Solanke can impress New England manager Thomas Tuchel this afternoon as Spurs host Newcastle. Now, the German will be at his first Premier League fixture since officially starting his job. Solanke has scored 10 goals following his summer move to North London. Postecoglou believes the striker could be the main man for England.
Tom's been outstanding for us. He scored goals, but it's just his all-round game and his capacity to help the team in all aspects of our football. I'm sure Thomas